Okay. All right. Great. That was my next question.
Yeah.
And then we also have the Cougar Hall of Fame inductees and the banquet going on. Now, when is that? Is that happening? No, when is that?
Thankfully, not next week or later this week. October 4th is the date of most of the festivities. That homecoming week itself starts, or, you know, I guess would be late September, but we have our first real, I would say, homecoming event on Friday night, which is home volleyball. And then on Saturday is when the homecoming banquet and brunch take place. And once again, for anyone of those listening out there, I'm going to have to say a couple names that are going to certainly resonate with you know, our local listening community here. But the Cougar Hall of Fame was established about 30 years ago, approximately, to just honor some of those amazing contributors to our athletics program, whether it be coaches, administrators, certainly student athletes, entire teams. And this year's class, candidly, is hard to It's going to be hard to beat, just because it's six individuals that, when I say their names and when we go through them here, had just an incredible impact on who we are as a community and an athletics program. So that Hall of Fame brunch, once again, is that Saturday, October 4th, and it's going to be a 10:30 start right on campus in Oyate. And just like I referenced with Cougar Days of Giving and Golf, tickets and all of that information is readily available again on morriscougars.com. You can go on and find those. But the stars, I would say, of the induction, the first one is Mark Fole, who has lived in this community for the better part of, I don't know, 45 years. Mark, I'm sorry if I'm dating you even too much, but was longtime baseball coach, golf coach, and then was athletic director, you know, one of my predecessors, and probably loose. He's probably one of my biggest mentors, too, in terms of helping me get to where I am today, too. So Mark was the AD for 30-ish years at the U and just had such an impact on our students. So he's going to go in and get honored. The next one is Dave Engelhart, who was an athletic trainer here in the 1970s. And if for anybody older than me but knew about it, athletics at Morris in the 70s were crazy. Like the talk of town, the talk of the state. We were just so unbelievably successful. And Dave was a big part of that in terms of keeping our student athletes healthy and doing the right stuff. And then just as a complete aside, when he left here, he actually left for a position as the assistant or the athletic trainer with the University of Duke University.
Oh, wow.
So he went from working with the University of Minnesota Morris athletes to working with Mike Krzyzewski and the basketball staff there. So his story is a pretty impressive one, and he's going in. And then the other one whose name will resonate with people is Rich Glass, who was a huge part of our community here, an unbelievably successful men's basketball coach, also in that 1970s region, couple conference titles, the all-time, like in terms of winning percentage, leader at the U right now. I mean, just a totally deserving person to go in. So you've got these three pinnacle, really, you know, people that across the generations can know and look at, and then we're going to mix in three what I would say recent graduates, although it's been 10 plus years. Mm-hmm. But we've got Brendan Foss, originally from Hancock, so right down the road here, an Owl who came and had two impactful careers with us, one on the football field and one on the basketball court.
Oh, wow.
So a dual sport athlete, multiple time all conference in both of them. Brendan's going in. Kaylee Clark, who was an absolute stud volleyball player for us and track and field athlete, she is going in that same generation. And then the last one is Emily Mayer, who, again, has a lot of family ties to this region, but Emily was an unbelievable women's basketball player too. So all that to say, these are six people that you're not going to find a better or bigger group of six people to kind of capture that Morris athletic spirit. And that's all, again, on Saturday, October 4th for this Hall of Fame brunch. And then it follows up with just a crazy day of activities for homecoming going on afterwards, too.
Oh, wow, yeah, a ton of stuff going on. And we're not even done talking about it. I also wanted to ask you, how many Cougar athletes were welcomed this year?
Oh, yeah, great. 351. And, wow. Yeah, that seems rather precise, but it is. 351 athletes this year on campus. So a huge group of athletes for us, and as are a part of a really large first year class for at UMM.